a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad to be with you again. Yes. Do you know what this might be? It's something that one of my neighbors was going to throw away, and I asked if I could have it. On this side, it's an old piece of floor covering. Peekaboo. Where's Mr. Roger? Peekaboo. But on the other side, it's a map of the world. A friend of mine painted it for me. Just put it right down here so you can see it. You know what a map is? Well, it's something that helps you know where different places are in the world. Now, these parts show where the land is, these parts. But the blue part is all water. Mm-hmm. Now, if I were here and walking along like this and came to the water, I'd either have to take a boat to get over there or fly to get over there. And of course, I'd want to come back. So, come back that way. I think I'll get something in the hutch. I'll just use a piece of paper and pretend that it can walk or swim or fly, take a trip all over the world. It could probably even sing. I'm going away, I'm going away, and then come back. I'm going away, I'm going away, and then come back. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. It's Mr. McFeely.
Delivery.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Good. I told a friend of mine to meet me here at your place today. His name is Dan Kamen, mm-hmm. and he's a mime, and we're on our way to the school.
Oh, he's a mime.
He's a mime. And I have a picture right here. Would you wait with me?
Sure.
And I'll show you a picture of what I mean.
I love to see people do mime work.
Well, now this is a picture of Dan Kamen mm-hmm. when he doesn't use words to speak.
Oh. Well, what does he look like when he does use words to speak?
He doesn't put the white makeup on his face.
I see.
Oh, look, there he comes now.
Oh, good. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Dan. Dan Kamen, I'd like you to meet Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Kamen. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Mr. Kamen. It's really great to see you here.
Are you ready to go with me to the neighborhood school?
Well, in a moment. But do you think you could show Mr. Rogers some of the mime you'll be doing at the school today?
Well, sure. Oh. What would you like to see?
Maybe something about going away and coming back.
Okay, I'll go away. Uh-huh. and then I'll come back by walking in very slow motion.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Sometimes I like to walk, pretend to walk, without really going anywhere, like this.
He's gone far, doesn't he? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, I just love to see you do that. What if I would give you a balloon? What would you do with a balloon?
Well, I would pretend to blow it up and see if it would take me away and back.
I'll just hold it here.
Did you like to do mime even when you were a little boy?
Well, I was pretty busy reading and playing, and I like to draw pictures, but I did love to do this.
Bicycling.
Yes.
How did you do that?
Well, you put all your weight so it's on one leg, and you have to balance on one leg, and you make the other leg go in a big circle like this.
Oh, that's hard. It takes a lot of practice.
Yes, it takes practice. It's hard to balance that way.
I guess so.
Dan, I think it's time to go to school. You might say it's mime time. You need some time to put on your makeup.
Great. Let's go.
Thank you all for coming here first. It's a treat to meet you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh.
And speedy delivery.
Delivery. All right.
Be right this way, Dan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's like mime. Bye-bye. So is this. Come on in. It takes a lot of practice to be as fine a mime as Mr. Kamen is. Mm-hmm. I have an idea about this. You know what this letter is? It's a K. I thought of it when I heard Mr. Kamen's name. Well, this can be K person. And K person can take a ride on the trolley. Yeah. How about that? Okay, trolley. We put K person right in there. Give it a little ride. Good. Okay. Okay, K person, you stay with me. Well, we have some make-believe about a different place. Let's make believe something about Mr. Kamen and Mr. McFeely. Suppose they try to make a speedy delivery in the neighborhood of make believe. All right, you ready, trolley? Okay, neighborhood of make believe.
Cousin Mary here, Meow?
No, Cousin Mary's not here yet, and I wonder where she could be.
Meow, Meow, really late.
I know she is. I think I'll take a fly and look for her, Henrietta.
Meow, Kay.
If she comes, please tell her I'll be back.
Meow will. See you, Meow, Meow, X.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Hen. Bye.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Hello there, Henrietta.
Meow, Mr. McMeowly. Meow, 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 fun, Mr. McMeowly.
Oh, you're fun too, Henrietta, but I have some speedy delivery work to do here.
Meow for?
Well, it's for Cousin Mary Owl. I took it to her home in Shadyville, and her neighbor told me she's on her way over here.
Meow, but she hasn't meowed yet.
Well, I have more deliveries to do, Henrietta, but I just don't know what to do with this one. Yeah. Oh, look who's coming. Henrietta Pussycat,
meow.
I'd like you to meet Dan Kamen.
Meow, glad meow meet you, meow, meow, Kamen.
Oh, this is a delivery that's giving me some trouble. You mean you'd like to help? Well, it's for Cousin Mary Owl, and she's going to be visiting X the Owl. Now, do you think you can do it?
Meow, not there, Mr. Kamen.
I said she's going to be visiting X the Owl. Oh, it's all right. You didn't know. It was just a mistake.
Meow, tell her Meow Meow comes. Meow Meow worry. Meow will be meow right.
Well, thank you two for your help. I'll leave it all in your hands, so to speak. But just remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy
meow,
delivery
meow,
speedy, to
meow,
you.
Meow.
Well, thanks, friends. Bye-bye.
Meow.
Speedy delivery.
Meow. 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 Meow, meow, all right. Meow, meow, be okay, meow. Meow. See you later, meow, meow. Meow, meow, Kamen.
Santa Platypus, what's yours? Your name is Kay? Kay Person? Kay Man. Hello, Mr. Kay Man. Are you friendly? Want to play with me? That's right, bubbles. You blow them for a while. Plunger. Oh, sure. You're welcome to borrow it. Are you having a plumbing problem? Good luck with it. Bring it back whenever you want to. Mother and Dad always say it's good to have a plunger handy. Why, what a beautiful bubble. See how it sparkles? And look, this bubble says, "You're welcome." You can have it if you want it. You're welcome. I like playing with you.
Hello? Hello over there. Hi. I'm Daniel Tiger. Are you Mr. K-Man? Anna Platypus told me, and she said you were fun to play with, even if you didn't say anything. She likes you a lot. What are you sorry about? Well, what did you put in the tree? A rolled-up speedy delivery? Well, maybe X's cousin Mary can get it for you. She's over there now. Goodbye, Mr. K-Man.
Oh, hello. Look at the welcome bubble somebody left here. It's pretty and it's nice to think that someone wanted to welcome me with a bubble. How did you know it doesn't pop? Did you leave this here for me? I'm going to give you an owl kiss for that. You're a thoughtful one, you are. Oh, you were supposed to make a speedy delivery.
What in the world is this here? Oh, hey there, Cousin Mary. Hi.
Hi, Cousin X.
Who's your friend?
Somebody who gives welcome bubbles.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. Thanks for welcoming my cousin. Oh, that's for her, too? Well, how did it get in my tree?
Well, however it got here, thanks.
What is it, Cousin Mary?
It's a map to help me find my way to places.
Oh, it looks like an old one.
Meow, meow, cousin, meow, meow.
Thanks, Henrietta. I'm glad to be here.
Meow, see, Mr. K-Man? Meow, all worked out. Meow, welcome.
Your welcome is right.
Yeah, I'm so glad Cousin Mary's here.
Hi, trolley. I feel it.
Stop there, trolley. So Cousin Mary Owl has come to visit her cousin X the Owl. Let's make believe more about that next time, and more about that old map of hers. But right now, let's put K-Person back in the trolley and give it a trip over this big map. Okay, here we are. We'll just fly. Ever see a flying trolley? And come back. Go here. And here. Okay, trolley. All right, back to your tracks. There you go, trolley. You know, you could make your own map and your own trolley. Let's try that. An easy way. With some paper bags. There's a big paper bag for the map. Then we'll use a little paper bag for the trolley. I'll show you how. See this bottom part here? You just cut this like this. Or get somebody to help you cut this off. And then, right here, cut this just up the middle. So that you can spread it out to make the map. Use some markers. Make some big countries here. Or some continents. There's one continent. Have another continent over here. See, that's the land on the map. And then we'll use the blue to make the oceans around the continents. This will be the water. Or these could be like islands. There. Now we have our map. And let me show you how to make this little trolley. Just a little paper bag. Do the same thing, just cut off the bottom like this. Only this time, keep the bottom. Open it up. There's the trolley. Come along, fly over. There you go. How about a ride for K-Person? Go away and come back. See, if you don't have the stuff to make things, you could even pretend or mime it. No matter what, though, it takes you to do it. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it. You did it. You did it. They're hungry. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it. You did it. You did it. Just like maps, or driving cars, or flying airplanes, people can learn how to do mime by practicing and working hard. You don't get to be an artist or anything fine without trying. That's right. I hope you'll find things you'll want to do and work hard at them and do them well. That will give you such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things we want to talk about, don't we? Sure. We're each other's neighbors. Come along, map. Come along, trolley and K-person. An extra piece of paper. I'll make something out of that. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.